Brandon Smith, who I've had on. I generally like his stuff, but again, this is a day where I'm in a very contrarian mood because of what I'm seeing here. Brandon Smith at altmarket.us says the political left has proven beyond a doubt that they are authoritarians. I agree with that. And so has the political right shown that they are authoritarians as well. He said, nearly 20 years ago when I started my work in the independent media, the common mantra among my peers was noting the existence of the, quote, false left and right paradigm, unquote. The idea that Democrats and Republicans were essentially the same and were working toward the same exact authoritarian goals. This was before the Ron Paul movement and the libertarian patriot shift within conservative circles, when neocons, fake conservatives, dominated all Republican discourse. Well, have you noticed that it's really changed? Do you think we really are on different sides? Do you think that Biden and Trump are different on the pandemic, on medical martial law? Do you think they're different on Ukraine that I just talked about? Oh, well, one of them wants to just give them the money. The other one wants to make it a loan. Big difference, isn't it, Brandon? No, it's not a difference. You've been doing this 20 years. When you've been doing it 40 years, come back and talk to me. And talk to Gerald Celente. He always talks about the Demopublicans. He's absolutely right about that. No, they are no different. They are no different except in the lies that they tell you. And I've said that about the authoritarians. You look at the Nolan chart. Again, David Nolan, who's one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, came up. He said, you know, this whole line thing, we need to have a two-dimensional space. So he says, so you take a sheet of paper. Let's make this one a square here. You take a sheet of paper that's a square. And on one axis, you got questions you ask people and you score them on personal liberty. The other one on economic liberty, vice versa. Then you rotate this thing by 45 degrees, right? So now you got a diamond-shaped thing. And then you got left, you got right, you got top, you got bottom, and you got the center. Right now you've got a two-dimensional space. Yeah, scroll down, scroll over there and show that. There you go, to the right a little bit. People, oh, okay, I see. They do have it. Okay, so yeah, so you got your centrist, your conservatives and liberals. You got them on the left and right. You got authoritarians down at the bottom. You got libertarians at the top. See, part of the problem that David Nolan understood was that you have Stalin and you got Hitler. Now we identify one of them as ultra left, the other one is ultra right. So how is it that it's so much alike in their country? Because they're both authoritarian. They're both totalitarian. It's just the lies that they tell you to get into office. The communist, Stalin, would talk about the international, the brotherhood of man, and how we need to have a global government to bring about the brotherhood of men. But then life in totalitarian Stalin was pretty much like life in Hitler's Nazi regime. Hitler would come in, instead of internationalism, he would come in with populism and nationalism. And, it was all about the German people and that type of thing. And then when it came to industry, what Stalin did was he nationalized the industry and decided to run it himself. Hitler said, well, that's foolish. They both called themselves socialists, by the way. They were both authoritarian and they both call themselves socialists, but everybody wants to put them on opposite sides of their political model, which doesn't make any sense. When you got the Nolan chart, they're both together down there at the bottom, the authoritarian area. And so what Hitler said was he said, well, we're going to leave the people who know how to run these industries in charge. And at the very end, I will get them out, but we will still control them in a fascist kind of way. We'll still direct industry. That type of thing. Going back to Brandon, Brandon Smith, he says, the political left does not care about what is right. They do not care about what is true. They only care about winning. Have you noticed that MAGA is that way as well? Have you noticed all the years that Alex Jones was saying 4D chess? We just got to win. We got to win this. We've got to win this. If we don't win this, then you can't do the good stuff. And that's the lies that people will always tell you. I know I told you this, and I know that that's the right thing to do, but I'm going to do this because that's going to let me win. And once you tell yourself that, once you tell your audience that Trump is playing 4D chess, you no longer have any principles. And you're just, floating with the tide. And you have also adopted the tactic of the left, which is the end justifies the means. When Alex tells you Trump is playing 4D chess, he's saying the end justifies the means. Well, what is the end? The end is going to be exactly the same end that you had with the other guys. It's going to be authoritarianism. It's going to be totalitarianism. It's going to be the surveillance police state. It's going to be massive democide. That's the end if you adopt these means. You will never achieve what is right and true by telling people what is false and by betraying principles that you said that you believed. Is this leftist infatuation with the dark side driving the U.S. to the edge of civil war, asked Brandon Smith? No, actually, it's not. It is the partisan divide. It is the idea of both the left and the right that we can fix this country if we got our guy in the White House. And let's give all power to the president. Let's give Boromir the ring. He can fix it. And then we're surprised when he turns into a ring wraith. It's this fixation on the presidency, this fixation on Washington, the idea that every problem needs to be solved by government and hopefully government at the federal level that has now been adopted by conservative base. He said it used to only be the conservatives, the neocons that he's talking about. But now this has been embraced by the conservative base, by MAGA, because of Trump. That's what's changed, Brandon. That's what's changed in the last 40 years. So conservative and patriots cannot live side by side with rabid leftists, he said. Nor can we accept a leftist-controlled government. Well, you've just bought into the lie that they're trying to sell you to do a civil war. You just went for it hook, line, and sinker. If it's going to be Biden, we're going to have to take him out. As Alex Jones said, by any means necessary. That's going to get you a January the 6th or worse, a civil war. If you think that all power belongs in Washington, all power belongs to the president, and you lose, well, now it's time for a war. And you've got a lot of fools in both the left and the right, the Democrats and Republicans who have fallen for that. And again, like I said, I am not happy with the news today. I'm seeing people that I typically used to agree with falling hook, line, and sinker for this Hegelian dialectic. Do they not know? Have you not heard? Were we born yesterday or something? Give me a break. Pandemic hysteria and medical tyranny. Yeah, it all began under Trump. That's right. When you look at the Brownstone Institute talking about what has happened with all this stuff, you go back and you look at how did we get here? Well, all of this stuff that you really hate, that all really happened under Trump. And so if you're going to say, well, whatever it takes, that's what you're going to wind up with. By the time Biden did this in September, and here's the examples that they give, right? This is Brandon again talking. Said half of the states in the U.S., all the red states. So again, you're going to use the terminology that the left has put on you. Red is the color of communism, but they confuse you with that, and so you accept it. They have blocked attempts to continue the pandemic lockdowns. So maybe the solution, Brandon, is not in Washington. Maybe the solution is at the state level, because that's where it was blocked. And that was to continue, not the pandemic lockdowns. The pandemic didn't lock us down. Trump locked us down. And so what happened was Trump locked us down. Biden wanted to continue it, but the conservative Republican state said, well, now that it's Biden, we're not going to go along with that and we're going to stop it. And that's what I said when I told people in 2020, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not voting for Biden either. But I said Biden is less dangerous because if Biden is there, the conservative Republican states are going to oppose him rather than falling in behind him and doing whatever he says. And that's exactly what happened. And yet he believes that we're lost unless we get Trump back in. That's the conclusion that he comes to. Give me a break. By the time Biden did this, these vaccine mandates that he talks about. So we said, look at the stuff that Biden did to us. Forced vaccination, no employment for the unvaccinated, no access to public spaces for the unvaccinated, no access to normal medical treatment for the unvaccinated. By the time Biden did this, Trump had been doing that to us for 18 months, a year and a half. That was in September of 2021. Trump had done that kind of stuff. I'm sorry, you can't have any access to ivermectin or HCQ, and I'm not going to stop the people who deny it to you. I'm going to give them funds if they run the pandemic lockdown. House arrest for the unvaccinated. You know, Trump put everybody under house arrest with his lockdowns. It wasn't a pandemic lockdown. It was a Trump lockdown. You know, far from disapproving and saying that there's no difference between the Democrats and Republicans, he's just proved that the control was even stronger under Trump. Because when Biden got in, you had some states who pushed back against that, finally, that wouldn't do it before. He says some Democrats, including Biden, even threatened to go door-to-door to vaccinate individuals. You know who famously said that? Alan Dershowitz, one of the biggest Trump supporters out there. Alan Dershowitz, that Democrat, supporting his fellow New York Democrat, Donald Trump. Yeah, they probably partied together a lot at Epstein's as well, you know. Got to know each other pretty well, I guess.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.